On page Kuf Lamed Tes, the Rebbe is teaching us how to look at the world and how to see the world in a different way. And he ended the last paragraph on the page of Kuf Lamed Tes. He ended with the question of Lama Zeh Yistapek HaIsh BaHatzel. How could it be that a Jew is satisfied with just looking at the shadow? In other words, looking at the world that is only a reflection of the Creator. He looks at the shadow. This world is a shadow. How is it possible that a person looks only at the shadow and not at the one who is making the shadow? If you would see a shadow next to you, you would turn around to see who is the matzil, who is the one that created this shadow. You would be interested. You would be wondering. You see a shadow next to you, you turn around to see who's the person that's making the shadow. And yet the Rebbe says a person looks at such a world, how is it that a person goes his whole life looking at the tzel, looking at the shadow, at the shade, but he doesn't seek to find out who's the one that's making that shadow. Let's continue. The reason for this is we spoke about in Perek Beis. Sherak al yedei chameshes chushenu anu noidoim min ha'ilm amalai. It's only through the use of our five senses that we've become familiar with the world that surrounds us, the entire world. We know the world. From the time that we're in the world, we know the world only by using our five senses. Ubiladam lo yidanuhu. And without using our sight, without using our sense of hearing and so on, without using our senses, we would not be able to see anything or to feel anything or to smell anything. Our entire familiarity with creation is by means of the five senses. The Kevin Shahushim Rakes Suras Koldavar, Marai Vichitsian Yusai Muksharam Lakir, since the senses are only capable of sensing and of identifying the external surah of everything that we see and that we feel, we smell and we hear and so on. It's only the tzura is called other. Ma'arav b'chitziyunso, the tzura of something, its appearance, its external reality. Muksharm lahakir, the five senses are only capable of recognizing things in those ways. K'mi'ayin neida shahadova shanu royim ilanu. How do we know that what we're looking at is a tree? Ribnei she'es suroso, godloi, histafoi, enenu choshois. Because it's a shape and the size and the type of the tree and whatever, our eyes are able to see. Alas etzem ha'ilan ein anuchashem. Our eyes and our ears don't give us the ability to see or to understand the etzem, the essence of the tree. Etzem ha'ilan ein anuchashem. Ak sheyivku es etzos. So now you think maybe if I split it open. If I open the tree and I look inside, so then I will see the etzem. That's what a person thinks, because that's what he heard scientists, and he, since he's a child, he understands that if I want to understand what something really is, I open it up and I look at the inside. And if I can't see with my eyes, it's because I have weak eyes, so then I'll use a microscope, and the microscope has a stronger eye. So then I'm able to see things in a very, 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 in a very clear way. And if I'm unable to see it, it's because I have a cheap microscope, but somebody that has a better microscope can see the essence of what this thing is. But again, it's only using the eyes. Even if you have the best microscope in the world, you're limited. You can't see the essence of the thing. Even if you look in the strongest way, you could see its color, you can see only its appearance by its physical appearance. That's all. Rak mitchila mari ilan reina. When we first looked at it, we saw an entire tree. Va'at tamara eitz ve'etzim avukoyim v'ayim v'layoyser. Now we see trees that are broken into little pieces, and we're looking at the inside of the tree. But it's all tree. That's what we see with our eyes, is just the tree. You see, it's Tu B'Shvat, and this is what we've come to. U'mimenu neida shehu eitz nivka. By looking at the tree, a person familiar with things, he could say, no, I see this is a piece of wood, this is from a tree. It's just a smaller piece, it's the inside of a tree, but that's what he could see. U'bishul zeh, im yasu mechaymer acher, therefore, if a person can create something from some different material, from using some other material, and it can be shaped and painted in such a way where it resembles a tree, where it looks like wood, that's not a problem.
Laminate.
Yeah, they do this all the time. This is right here. Everything is just that. So nita lov lomer ilana eitzu, we would make the mistake and we would say, oh, this is a tree. This is a piece of wood. Even though it might be some plastic or something else. Kein gam hu chush hamishush. Same thing when it comes to the chush that we have of being able to touch something and to identify it by how it feels. Or hatam, or the taste of something. V'harech, or something smell. Kulam rakes chitzinuusai, a ragdava had noidef menachoshim. In all of these situations, we can only approach something by what it is in its chitzinius, or what it is that comes out from it. That there's a smell that comes out from something. Veloyes haetzem, but not the etzem, not the essence. So this is how we exist in the world, each and every one of us, since we're here. Since we were born, this is our only way of relating to the world. Lachem, therefore, b'shvil ha-hergel zeh asher l'hakaraseinu asaylam, since we've become accustomed to this way of recognizing and of looking at the world, Mireishis biyaseinu l'olam, from the time that we're in the world, kol hakaraseinu imritzeinenu l'hakaras olam hurak levakesh es hakaras hatseva v'tzuras kaldar. Our entire rotzen, all that we can want from looking at the world, in our way of seeing the world, is only by seeking to recognize something by its color, or by its shape, or by its smell, or by its the way that it feels, and so on. But v'ha'etzem lo nevakesh. Since we're in the world, we have never, ever been taught to seek the essence of anything. We naturally identify everything only by its chitzainias. And then, of course, it gets more serious as we get older, because we look at people the same way. We don't even feel. It doesn't bother us that there's something missing. That the senses that we have are physical, and therefore, by definition, they're limited. We don't even feel that there's something that's missing. And Gamma Lachushim Einun Matilum Es Kol Hashma. The Rebbe says we can't blame our senses entirely. We can't blame. Leima Sherak Heima Shemim Bezeh, that they're completely guilty and to blame. Shonu Rak Es Chitzanias Eilam Mechashim. The Rak Es Maris Kol Dover Ashabai Mevakshim. We can't blame. We can't say that it's entirely the fault of the senses that we're stuck in the Chitzanias, that we're stuck in the superficial external way of seeing things, and that's all that we seek is to know what something looks like, or smells like, or tastes like, and so on. Relayas etzem, and that we ignore the etzem. We can't only blame the chushim. Kevin says, "Sof kol sof, rak shlicha ha'ish ha'yedeya heim." Rabbi says, "Sof kol sof, what other senses that we have? The sense is a person has seichel, a person has das, a person has a mind. A yid has something extraordinary, has something unique in the neshama. And a person was a bal seichel. Sof kol sof, the Rabbi says, his chushim, his senses, are shlichim of his seichel. See, we go the other way. What's the nature of a superficial person? The nature of a superficial person is that kaidem kol, his chushim are the balabatim, the way that he senses the world. The way that he senses the world is his strongest initial and usually his final way of seeing things, of sensing things. So the world sends forth its appearance to the person. So he walks into the room and the table says, "Hi, I'm a table." And the person says, "Oh, nice to meet you." And then he looks at the carpet and he looks at the walls and he looks at the door. So the world is the balabas, and the world introduces itself to this person, to the superficial person. So the superficial person walks in clueless, as they say nowadays in America. He walks in clueless. He just walks in blank. This shallow superficial person walks into a place blank, and he's ready to hear and to see, you know, what's going on. So different things in the room say, "Hi, nice to meet you." And the superficial person says, Oh, that I never knew you. It's nice to see you." What the Rebbe is saying is that a person you can't blame the senses. That's what their job is. The job of a person's eyes are to see and to ears are to hear. And that's what they're doing, what they're supposed to be doing. But a person's a baldas. A person has seichel, and the seichel is supposed to be mishaleach the chushim, which means the chushim on their own are very simple and very good, and they do their job. But in the case of the superficial person who doesn't use his das, who doesn't use his deeper intellect, he doesn't use his mind, in the case of that person, the chushim are very naive. The chushim are very naive and very simple, because the person doesn't expect anything more of his eyes. Now, his seichel doesn't expect anything more of his eyes. This person, the shallow person's seichel, says, "Let's take a look and see what we have over here." And then he looks and he sees some guy sitting there and he says, "Oh, this guy looks like an idiot." And then he walks around for the next 40 years thinking that guy's an idiot, because he just touched him up like that. He saw him, and he looks like, I don't know, whatever he looks like, and this guy touched up in his mind. This person looks like he's silly or something, and that's it. So, go mind them. It could be that person is really an unbelievable person. And every person has in him all kinds of stuff, an imic and whatever it might be, but this person's chushim worked in service of a very weak and shallow seichel. So it's not the chushim's fault. The chushim, if you bring the chushim to Bezdin, so that person's eyes in Bezdin will say, "Look, Your Honor, I just did what this guy told me. This guy told me just to look at the surface, and I just, that's all I know how to do. I mean, on my own, I say, I don't have to do anything else." But the Rebbe is saying is that the chushim of a person are shlichim of his seichel. And the seichel of a person, the das of a person, is the balabas. Therefore, if a person is an ish yadeya, if a person is somebody of thought, a person of thought, a person of depth, so when he comes into the room, so he could see some, let's say a guy looks like a schlepper sitting there, but he says to his eyes, "Take a look at this guy. Take a look at this guy. It's not poshut that a person looks like this, so it's a brachin. Maybe there's something that he needs. Maybe there's something that's missing. Maybe he was hurt as a child. Maybe he's lonely," right? So then he doesn't walk away with the same impression as the first guy. So you can't blame the chushim and say it's the chushim. It's the fault of a person's eyes. I'm using eyes as an example. It's with anything. It's the fault of the person's eyes. So the eyes, The eyes carry out the mission that it was sent on by the seichel, by the das. If the das has a choshes of a mission, and it tells the eyes, if the seichel tells the eyes, take a look at this. This is something you should look into. Even the way you say it in English, to look into this, right? Not just to look at, but look into. So then the eyes say, oh, I have a very choshev balabas. My balabas, right? If the eyes would just sit around and talk like in the mikveh, so that one of the eyes would say to each other, what did you see today? She says, I saw some idiot sitting in the room upstairs. What about you? Oh, I saw upstairs in the room there, I saw a voyle yid, a precious Jew sitting in the room upstairs. No kidding. What did he look like? So the eyes, well, he was wearing this kind of shirt. He was wearing a blue shirt and dark pants, and he had this kind of clothes. And the other eye says, "Yes, this is the same guy that I saw." So one pair of the eyes said, "It's a chavoyli yid, a special Jew," and the other eye said, "I saw an idiot." So one eye belongs to a chashev, a person that looks into. And the other eyes belong to a person that looks at. Mimela, it's two different worlds. It's the same eyes, and it's the same person that they saw, the same color jacket, the same color shirt, the same color pants, the same glasses, the same everything. Exactly the same. But, and Edoim is Elazar. One's so different. One's so different than the other. And how many times it's happened to us? Every person, when you thought that you saw something a certain way, and somebody points out something, you say, "Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that that's what I was looking at. I didn't know." That's what it means. You didn't know. And because you didn't know, your eyes carried out the Mazel Tov Minyan Vayneshu. Because you didn't know, the eyes carried out such a shlichus. Your eyes carried out a shlichus. That's the best they could do. It's the best that they could do. Kevin says, "Of course, Rak Shlicha Isha Yidayim." The eyes are only shlichim. Again, the eyes, the ears, all the senses. They're only shlichim. The only messengers of Ha'isha Hayadaya, of a person who's a bal seichel. So you understand that when you're a baby, when you're little. So of course the world is only by what you see and what you hear. That's what the baby doesn't know anything. So since the baby is not a baldaz, so all the babies, the baby sees something, it looks scary, right? So the baby starts to cry. What's scary? Face, a new person came into the room. Right? Somebody here, the baby is not familiar with this person. So somebody comes to the room, the baby starts to cry. So all the adults standing there say to the baby, "Oh, emotionally, you don't know this. He's a friend. He's such a nice guy." And the baby starts, "I don't know this guy." And the little kid's crying like the guy's going to kill him. And everybody's saying, He's such a nice guy. You don't know him. So the baby's saying, "You're right, I don't know him. He looks to me like he's scared." And the guy says, "If you would know me," he says to the baby, "if you would know me, then you wouldn't be afraid. You'd be laughing. You'd be smiling that I came here."
Candyman.
Yeah, right. You see that they like the Candyman. You'd be happy that I'm here. You just don't know me. So the kid says, "You're right." So the baby's eyes are shlichim of the baby. The baby's not a baldaz. The guy looks like he's, you know, whatever, he's tall or something. Whatever, you know, kids, it's hard to know what sets them off. And the baby, the kid starts to cry. I don't like this guy. The guy feels bad. And everybody looks around and says, no, you don't understand this. And the baby says, I don't know what you're talking about, understanding. This is what I see. And as we get older, so then as the kid gets older, so he knows that guy's a good guy. He walks into the room, and even though he might look a little bit scary, you know, to a little kid, he's very big or so. But the kid understands, he's a nice guy. So now the kid knows, now he looks at the guy. Oh, he looks at him different. So his eyes are only shlichim of his seichel. His eyes are only shlichim of the seichel. And as you go through life, so how you look at things all depends upon your das, upon your seichel. How you look at things. It doesn't begin with the appearance of something, it begins with your das. It doesn't begin with how something actually looks to the eyes. It begins with the seichel of the person who's looking with his eyes. It begins with the seichel, the das. The person's senses are shlichim, are messengers that familiarize themselves with the world according to the person's understanding of the world. So if you show somebody that's not a bal seichel, you show them this little round object, right? And he says, oh, look at this. And he asks him, what's that? And he says, there's a ball. And he throws this thing up and down. And he says, oh, this is a ball. And then you tell him, no, that's a hand grenade. That's a hand grenade. He says, no. This looks like a ball to me. And he tells him, looks like a ball to me. See, this is not, he doesn't understand. He doesn't have the seichel to know the difference between a ball and a hand grenade. This one is for playing. The other one is for killing. And he doesn't know the difference between the two. There's a lot to talk about in this subject, about the hisachdus, about the unity, the ability of a person to unify the world. Hisachdus im ha'olam v'yidiyah yetzis imena. In other words, to create that unity between what he knows and the world that surrounds him. Right now, we're just saying b'kitzer. Kevin shaba adam. Since in a person, chelik abal chai, chelik hitzayin yisaylam shabai. Next page, kufmem mizbaka b'tchila. There's a part of a person that's just a plain, simple, living being. It's like an animal, and that living person gave first rights to the senses. The senses of the person, of the Baal Chai, of a human being that's just a living, breathing creature, the Bechor and the Bikurim of that person's experience and his interaction with the world is all shallow and superficial. It's all given to his senses. The Bechor of a person, or the Bikurim of a person, the firstborn of a person, are his physical senses. And the same way that a person is mechabed, the special dinim when it comes to the firstborn, to a bechor, and the special dinim when it comes to the first fruits, to the bikurim, a person has special derech eretz to his physical senses because he's most familiar with them. That's his firstborn way of looking at reality. You can only leave Mitzrayim when the firstborn die. You can only leave Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim, the narrow, your narrow way of interacting with reality. You can only leave that when that firstborn way of looking at things dies. The firstborn way of listening to something dies. When the firstborn way of coming into contact and feeling and touching and smelling, when that dies, then a person is free from Mitzrayim. But as long as you give kavod, as long as your firstborn way of looking at the world and of experiencing the world, as long as that is alive and well, you're stuck in Mitzrayim. You never left Mitzrayim. You never left the narrowness of a superficial person that touches up a world just upon what it looks like, without ever seeing the Etzem Hadara. Only when the Bechor dies, then there's the Etzem Hadara. Then you could come into contact with the essence of something. Then you could be a person that's Mekabel the Torah. If you want to see beyond your firstborn way of looking at things. Your first contact with the world. Your first contact with the world is as a baby, and it continues in that way. Your contact with the world is through your senses. So, and that's a bracha, and of course, because Levadim and Mazikov, you learn from the beginning that there's something attack, it looks dangerous. So a little kid knows that there's things moving fast on the street. He sees cars and he sees that this looks like it could hurt him. Or other things that are scary, and like we said before, there's a guy that looks scary. The kid has a natural instinct, like animals have, to protect itself and to survive. So the person from the time that he's a child has these senses as a means of self-preservation, of how to survive in the world. Levodim in Mazikav, Lehishomim Mehem, Umin Taimchav. Kachila, Shasiya. And he's able to taste something when it's good, when it's not good, and so on, eating and drinking. Li Tomech Behem, all of this supports him and nourishes him. How he feels. When he feels hungry, it's not good. When he feels full, it's good. All of these are things that this is all necessary in order that a person should survive. The person's entire esek, the person's entire way of using the world, is only with the outside of the world. And with the shadow of reality. His entire interaction is with the shadow of things, not with the thing itself. Because that's not the thing itself, the way it looks. The same way that there's a person that you could interact with a person only by how he looks and by how he sounds, but you're not interacting with the person be'etzem, who he is. You're just, you know, how he sounds and what he looks like and so on. But not be'etzem, who the person is. If you would be interacting with the etzem of the person, you would talk a different way. You would appreciate him. You would have a different way of understanding the person. If you would be connecting to the one who's making the shade as opposed to the shade of the person. But when you look at the person and you see just the shade, and you're talking to the shade, and you're listening to the shade, and you're smelling the shade, and you're involved with the shade, so then you never ever are addressing the etzem of the person. You could raise your whole family that way. You could have a marriage like that. It's never the etzem of the person. You don't give over your etzem, and you don't take the etzem from anybody else. You're only living in shadows and in shade. The whole thing is just a shade. A shade. And it's the shadow of something, but not the thing itself. It's not the etzem of the thing itself. The whole hergel of a person is rak b'chitzonis b'hatzlol. Mischanchem u'miskashem ha'chushem ha'shlichem. From the beginning, the senses of a person are mischanchem, are educated, miskashem, and they're trained. Mischanchem u'miskashem ha'chushem ha'shlichem. Our chushim, that are our shlichim, that are trained and educated from the beginning. Shaloi lochus af livli levakesh ulechapez yoyse zulas alavushim. Not to look for anything deeper. They're trained and educated from the beginning not to seek out anything that's deeper than the garments of reality, than the shadow. Adarabba. Od yesh nam anoshim. Shekash yova mi alayhem b'sheil p'suta v'chamur v'zulayma. Yesh lechem oilem kol kach yofa v'kol kach atem shkul misa'an gimvay. Adarabba says. Rabbi says, if somebody comes to you with a simple question and says to you and comes and asks you, you know, you live in such a beautiful world and you have such pleasure from the world. You have such pleasure from the world. Right? You see people that they're cracking all the time that the world is a miserable place. They seem to be enjoying that hot dog and sauerkraut with the mustard. They seem to be having a very good time. They're like, they're shkulen by, misangen by, they're having a good time. And the world is horrible and what's going on in this place and that place and in my life. And But on the other hand, you could say, Sof kol sof, yesh lochem olam kol kach yofe. It's such a beautiful world. V'kol kach atem shkuyim es angemo. And you're so immersed in the world. And you're enjoying it so much. V'eifai etzem ha'olam. And this person asks you, but what is the etzem ha'olam? Where is the essence of the world? Where is the etzem ha'olam? You're wasting your time only in the shadow, in the colors, not in the thing itself, just in the external veneer, in the color, in the shadow. In other words, you're having such a hanah from the world, and you say the world is geshmak. You have so many things in the world that you're enjoying, and it's whatever. Haloi rak b'tzlolim utzvoyim atem mishablim from the word hevel. Your whole involvement with the world. Your whole pleasure from all this, all of this geschmack that you have is from what? It's from the shadow and from the colors. Atmos Hablin. So this guy comes along and asks you that right when you're in the middle of your hot dog, right? He comes along and the guy says to you, "No, you seem to be enjoying the hot dog so much. You're really enjoying that hot dog. Sof kol sof, what are you? Your whole hano is only in what? In a chush of taste. In the appearance, in the smell, in the taste. Atim is hablum. But all of that pleasure is only from the shadow of what this thing is. Of the Borei Olam, of the creator of that thing." So the guy comes along right in the middle of your hot tub, or if you're having like a really, really good coffee or something. Then the guy that's in the middle of his hot dog, he's having his bechor of the firstborn coffee of the morning. They laugh at him. Look who's here. Oh, Mr. Philosopher. Walked into the room. They make fun of him. Everybody makes fun of him and his question. But it makes them uncomfortable. It might make somebody uncomfortable, a question like that. That might not make you so uncomfortable when it comes to hot dog or coffee, but if it's talking about people and other things, and someone says, "What? Are you sure that you really are you looking at the etzem of the person?" So it makes you uncomfortable. It makes you uncomfortable. You're having a good time, and you're just swimming on the surface of the world, and someone comes along and asks you like a question about what's going on, and what's the etzem of the world. So kedei latash teish as roshim shelo, so you would like to erase the roshim, the roshim that question makes. I should also believe I'm a haylal. I give du sichlis akumus mufutalus bleitam leireh. In order to erase the discomfort that it makes in you, these questions, this type of a question, in order to erase that roshim that it might create in you, because you don't want to be uncomfortable, but you want to have a hot dog, you want to enjoy the world. You want to be able to do what you like to do in your relationship using your senses. You want to continue that way. And these guys come along talking to you about what's the etzem adavar, meaning what's the tachlis adavar, and what's behind all of this. So what will you do? So in order to get rid of that uncomfortable feeling, so you'll come up with all kinds of sichlis akumas, all kinds of krum, all kinds of crooked explanations and winding b'loy tama b'loy reyach. That don't really have a tam, don't really have a taste, and don't really have a reich. In other words, when the guy says, "What's the etzem adavar?" So then you start to give him a half-hour lecture on what a hot dog is and how it's made. You know how they gather together stuff from the floor of the factory and whatever, you know, how a hot dog is. If a person thinks of what a hot dog is, you know, you can't eat it. But so the guy starts to go all kinds of side, then if he knows more, so if he's a part of the guy and he doesn't know so much, he just is, you know, what the hot dog is like this. And he thinks he's describing the etzem of the hot dog. If the guy's a scientist and he starts to go more and protein, because he knows more to answer up this question of what's the etzem of the hot dog. So he goes into other kinds of things. But it's all of the answers are below time, below rech. It's not that it's not true, but it's again, it's just so instead of looking, you look a little. This person wants to look a little more carefully, but he's not answering the question. He's not answering the question of what's the etzem hadavar, of what is this, and therefore the answers are all winding and curving and b'loy tam b'loy reyach. Maybe it'll get you, you know, 94 on your final, but it's not going to answer the question. The world is filled with people that have A plus averages that don't know anything. You understand? It's the whole world. I mean, at least in the Jewish world. In the Gaish world, it's more like C minus. Yeah. But in the Jewish world, it's all, you know, A's and A pluses, but they don't know anything. Sichli is akumus mefutolus b'lei tam b'lei reyach. B'lei tam b'lei reyach. And you listen to some politician talking, you listen to some professor talking, he's touching up what's the mitzvahs. And you're not even a Talmud Chacham or a person that's a Bal Machshava, but you listen to the words that come out from this person and you start to scream. That's not it. That's not it. Hodunah ziv ha'olam. Nafshi chaylas ahavasecha. And you hear the person making speeches. And you hear this guy saying, "Thus is thus. This is what it is. This is why this is like that." And it's all that the Rebbe says, sechlis akumus. All kinds of fakrumte explanations, but not the thing itself. Not the etzem hadavar. B'lo tam v'lo reyach. Without a tam, without a reyach. Without any taste, without any smell. B'chol mafat v'l mesabach yoyseh de yoyseh v'yoyseh chach mishtabach. And the one who can get more fakrumte, and the one who could say more explanations and svaras and make pictures on the blackboard, that person will be considered the bigger chacham. Oh, he's a bigger chacham. As he was able to give not a half hour lecture on what the hot dog is, he gave a 45 minute lecture, and he brought in also slides. PowerPoint. PowerPointer? What is that? That's a laser thing?
You give presentations. It's a presentation tool.
New form of slides. Digital slides.
No more little plastic slides. Everything's in the computer.
And it flashes on the wall, you mean?
Correct.
So that person comes all prepared with the latest state of the art stuff to be able to explain what the hot dog is. So he sits in having like the hot dog convention. So you have 250 obese people sitting in the convention, and the professor, the hot dog professor, gets up with his PowerPoint. He gets up and he goes on the screen and he's showing all these things of what the hot dog really is, and all the people, all the conventionees are going, ooh, ah, and they put out, then there's a literature and there's a program of the different lectures that are going to be throughout the entire day. Of course, lunch, we understand, is going to be hot dogs. and there's a whole thing, and everybody's very spoiled from all the ins and outs of the hot dogs that they love so much. They love the hot dogs. Now they're able to see, this is really, I never really understood the source of my love. I never understood where my love is. Now I understand. Now that they explained to me what this is, now I could really, really have a deeper connection to it. So the more a person can say all kinds of svaras and all kinds of things and explanations and make presentations, and so is liyaisa chacham yishtamach. So he's looked at, he's a bigger chacham. But David Daimel Amisha noilat chayrish v'iva. You know this, he says this can be compared to a person who's born, God forbid, was born deaf and blind. He tried to describe to a person who never in his life was able to hear or to see. Hashem Yirachem. He tried to describe to him what colors look like. You go to a person that's blind from birth, and you try to tell him that purple is so beautiful. And he asks you, what does that mean, purple? You try to talk to him, what is that? Like, I never heard music. And you say to him, you explain to him whatever, you know, how he could listen, and you show him in sign language, the guy that can't hear, so you show him, you try to explain to him what a beautiful piece of music is going on right now in the room. So he looks at you and he says, Shalayamin. So the person doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe it. Right, so the guy comes in the room and he says, "What's the etzem hadavar? I want to ask you, what is the essence of this thing?" And so he starts to tell you the essence, and he tells you the etzem. Etzem is the instant of one itself. It's all a lakus. Shliyamin. The person doesn't have those senses to pick up on that. So you come and you talk to a person whose whole world is looking and seeing and smelling. You talk to him about the Bayer Elam, you talk to him about something that he can't see and smell. He says, "What are you, crazy?" He doesn't believe you. Like the blind person or the deaf person can't believe you when you're describing something that he can't, that he doesn't. He's limited, so he doesn't have that sense of seeing, the blind person, so he doesn't believe it. Right? Not only that, he gets upset with you. What are you talking, Marishka? What do you have? Imagine, you imagine things like that? Lefi daita. Because that's according to the das of the blind person or the deaf person. Not by any fault of his own. His das is subject to the chushim that he has or that he doesn't have. And since he's missing the chush, he's missing the ability to see. So mimela, if you're describing to him the color purple, to him, it doesn't mean anything. Shemitzim lefanav. Leitein leiv shebemes hem nimsoi. It doesn't occur to him that there is such a mitzias. It doesn't occur to him that there's such a mitzias because he can't see it. So it doesn't occur to him that there's a reality, that there's a color that he can't see. It doesn't occur to him. He doesn't believe it, and he doesn't think about it. He just goes about experiencing the world the way that he knows how to experience it, which is missing eyesight, missing that sense of seeing. So he goes on enjoying the world. He enjoys the taste of things. He enjoys feeling the feel of something and so on, but the smell, and he hears something. He can't with it. So he goes ahead of the world, and he continues to relate to the world in that way. He doesn't think that really there is such a thing, but there's a problem with me. I'm limited in how I'm looking at this because I can't see. I don't have eyes. So a person goes on in his life, and he looks at the world, a healthy person with all the five senses, and you ask him the question, what's the etzem hadav? What's underneath all of this? And he doesn't pay any attention. It's silly. It's crazy. He doesn't think that there is such a reality, much much deeper. The etzem of what something is, there's a reality, and the chisaron is rakbar. The chisaron is in him with his das. He doesn't feel them and sense them. Berak ish hanilvav, she'en hu v'daitam esurim kulam ahilus. Only a heartsick person, only a person who wants to see the truth. Ish hanilvav, a heartsick person, a person that's filled with heart, a person that's filled with rotzen, a chosh of a person. Rak ish hanilvav, she'en hu v'daitam esurim kulam ahilus, whose existence and whose das is not totally given over to hurdles, to narishkeit, to shallowness. The shor shemaschel oiragam chelik ha'etzma shabai. When the yid begins to be ma'ir, to awaken within himself, the etzma shabai. It's the whole seif is about, all the teachings of the Rebbe are on this nakuda. When the person tries to be ma'ir, the chelik ha'etzma shabai, to awaken the etzem within himself, his nisham is chelak eloka, to awaken the chelak eloka within himself. Hainu nafshay v'daitai, his nefesh, his das, l'avaydus Hashem. U'b'chelak etzem hum izbayna ba'ilam, and he looks at the world not just with eyes, and with the and he listens not just with the ears. He looks at the world and listens to the world with the chelik ha'etzem.
He sees God in the world.
Everything. The chelik ha'etzem who is born in ba'olam. He looks at the world with the etzem of who he is, and now his senses become the shlichim of something else. Now his eyes and his ears see God everywhere and hear God everywhere, because his eyes and his ears are the shluchim, are the messengers of the neshama, of the etzem of the person, not the shlich of some idiot, of some empty person. So b'chilke etzem mizbainim ba'ilam. Yiriki ba'ilam azeh shirah v'chash, then he sees. He begins to realize that this world that he's always been looking at and he's always been feeling, Samach this anekdote that he was always happy in and enjoying, you know, having a good time. And at it till now, ha'etzem chaser. He never even saw that. He never in his life experienced what the world really is. Never once in his life. Ha'etzem chaser. The essence is missing. Daima ulaish ashaneya mishnasa. When the person realizes this, he's like someone that just wakes up from being asleep. But being asleep not for a day or a year, but like Choni Amagel, being asleep for 70 years, being asleep for his entire life. Shloi b'dayta b'levad. Roya shekol chazyanoise v'ata rach chazyanoise lailo. Guy wakes up and he realizes that all that I thought was everything, all that I thought was so real, was just a dream. It was mamish a dream. A person who looks at the world for what it really is, compared to the person who looks at the world with his five senses bilvad, that's it, is like a person who looks at the world while being awake, as opposed to someone who's asleep, who's dreaming. Like somebody that wakes up. And it's very hard for people to admit that. It's very hard. There are very few people that are willing to admit that. That I just put 35 years, you know, screaming about the Yankees and the Super Bowl and work. I just spent like all those years on a chalom, on a silly dream. A dream. Yeah, being asleep. The whole thing was stuff. So it's very hard to let go of that. So a person goes down like, he goes down like he leaves the world saying, no, it's really the Super Bowl, it's really the Super Bowl. Because he can't let go of that chalom, the chalom. Because he invested his entire life in what? In a dream, in being asleep. And he never ever touched the etzem of anything. He never touched, and he was never touched by the etzem of anything. He realizes that the whole way that he had it, his whole kesher to his wife, to his kids, his whole kesher to anything was just asleep, was a dream. You have so many times that you have people are married for 40 years, and the wife says after 40 years to the husband something, you know, she like lets loose or something, how she sorts of brochen about this, and he says, Whoa! How come you never told me that? He never told me that. And she can't believe it. I never told you that. I've been telling you that for 40 years. I've been telling you that for 40 years. Well, you said that, what you just told me? She said, no, I didn't say those words. But I've been saying it for 40 years. I wish you would have told me that. I would have been different. So she says, "Oh, honey, I tried it a million ways, but you know the commercial in Super Bowl is only 60 seconds, and even the commercial you don't want to be mevato on because maybe you could hop a little Prius Aguilera, right? So I tried telling you that. No, I didn't hop. So chizyanis laila, ki ish hanei mishanas, like a person that wakes up from a dream." But Atarach is in his life. People don't want to let go of that. It hurts, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to admit that. People go through a crisis, Lohan, go through terrible, terrible tsaros that breaks up and shatters that whole delusion of what they had before. It could wake them up in such a way that they could look at the world in a new way. The deepest, most choshev people in the world are the ones that went through some kind of a crisis, whatever that means. They look at the world differently. They understand because something outside came along and broke down that world that they were stuck in. Something broke it down. They didn't choose to do that. They were having a good time. And all of a sudden, the guy almost dies. They take him away in an ambulance because he overdosed for the 10th time. Except this time, they barely able to revive him. And he says, "What am I doing? What's the tachas of my life?" So he starts to look at the world. And he sees, "Oh, the na'aziv ha'ilam. What am I doing?" It's waking up from a dream, and then he kisses Hashem's hand. Because if Hashem wouldn't have done that, he never ever would have woken up. He would be like the rest of the chaver. So he sees now that there's no kingdom, there's nothing to anything that I've gone through until now. There's nothing. All that I experienced, everything that I thought, it's nothing. And what is the etzem ha'ilam? What is the essence of the world? Ha'adon ha'ilam. The master of the world. Yedata hayom v'ashevoisa elav avecha ki Hashem hu elokim b'shamani ma'aval aretz mitachas ein oid ein shum mitziyah zulosi yisbarach ancient seasons. Ba'kol ha'aris kedushasa yihin, everything is only a flash and illumination of Hashem's kedusha. Look at the tefillah that you have in front of you. This I was zeicha, my wonderful, wonderful friends, Yoni and Sarah, sent from Yerushalayim. They have such a knack for doing everything at the right time, those two tzaddikim. And they just sent for somebody a whole sefer of tefillahs for Tu B'Shvat. From the Rebbe, from Ablazer Berland. He's a very, very great and holy person. And it's a whole siddur for Tu B'Shvat. Yeah, I don't think it's in the States yet, just like in the stores. I mean, this is, and then and the whole thing is then with all the Ma'amar Kamer, all the Svarim Kedoshim, Sif Seit Tzadik, Lukutim Aran, all the Svarim explanations in the back. So the Tefillahs are like one third, and then the explanations are the other two thirds. So I was starting to get ready for Tu B'Shvat. Look at the one that you have in front of you is the second Tefillah. Our Father, Compassionate Father, I have Ami Yisrael Ha'ad, who loves the Jewish people forever. Chaneinu Me'itcha Leiv Toiv, Rabbi Yisrael, grant me a good heart. That's what we're just saying, Ish Nilvav, a heart that wants. Chaneinu Me'itcha Leiv Toiv, Ayin Toiv, a good heart, so that I'll have a good eye. Limsoy chen v'seichel toiv yoifi u'pe'er b'chol habriya nefloa sheberosa, to give me, to find the chen and the seichel toiv, to give me that, those koiches, to see the yoifi, the beauty, the pe'er, the splendor, b'chol habriya nefloa, in the wondrous world that you made, asheberosa, that you created, b'chol bruecha ma'isidach, and to see the beauty, to see the chen, the beauty, the pe'er, in every single thing that you created. Kula mechachma sisa. Ubefrat, ezke limtze legalas ba'amch Yisrael asher baytes ban. Especially, Rabbi Yisrael, help me to find and to reveal in each and every Jew that I meet. Asher baytes ban, that you take such pride in every Jew. B'chol echad mehem, in each Jew, afilu b'pachas shebepchusim, even the lowest Jew, help me, Rabbi Shalom, to see, as hayd kvaycha, to see the splendor of your covet, of your glory, in each and every Jew that I meet. As ziv hadarcha, l'ritzoyn chilis afartacha, to see the flash of that glory, of how much, Rabbi Shalom, you want this person, and of how much you take pride in this Jew. Let me see a flash of that. Let me get a glimpse of the way that you look at this Jew. Here's all from Tyrus Rabbi Nachman. So that I should be zeiche, I should be zeiche to draw into the world All the different colors, the wondrous colors, the true etzim of what things really are, the colors of what they really are. It's called a givonim on the floor. Shebehem ata chofetz la'ashir ulekashet es olamcha. The colors with which you truly want to enrich and to adorn your world, the real colors of the world. Zaken lekadesh es einenu. Rabbi Shalom, help us to sanctify our eyes. Lekadei zakeinu, lekadei shes einenu. Lemanira ach toiv, so that our eyes should only see good. Ziv vahada b'chol inin v'dover, to see the beauty and the splendor in every single thing. U'befrat, and especially b'cheinu beis Yisrael, and our brothers, each and every Jew. L'man nizke l'chol ha'toiv ha'shefa, that we should be zeichet to all the good and all the shefa and all the bracha. Sh'at ha'chofes la'ashpien k'tzoncha ha'toiv, because the shefa of the world is infinitely greater than the world, than what we feel it's giving us. is a million, billion, trillion, ain sof times more than what we're taking from the world, we could get from the world. So we're asking the Baruch Shalom that Hashefa Shatach, that we should, Maniska Lachalateva Hashefa Shatach Chofetz Lahashpiyein, that we should be Zeicher to all the Toiv and all the Shefa Shatach Chofetz Lahashpiyein, that you want to be Mashpiyein on us, that you want to give us, Kitzon Chatoiv, Lachadish Malchus Chabayim Barucha Ha'ein Sof, to renew your Malchus in your infinite light, Chol Yoyim, each day, this Parvus Chadosh, with new His Parvus, with new pride, a new splendor, a new glory. The Yifas Hayt Shal Pricha V'Sigsu, with the magnificent glory of all that is Pricha, of all that is blossoming, and all Sigsu, and all that is growing. And Shal Hayim Ha'olam, to see that every day there's new things growing and blossoming. B'Gvonim Neflaim U'Mechadashim, with new and wondrous colors that we never saw before. That each and every day we should see that the world is becoming more and more beautiful each and every day. That's a tefillah for Tu B'Shav, to daven for such a thing, to be able to see the world with the eyes that the Rebbe is talking about. No, Rebbe Shabbat Freilich and Tu B'Shav.